We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 21, entitled Explanation of the Vedic Path, Verse Number 37. Kindly repeat after me. Mayopabhrimitam bhumna Brahmananta shaktina Bhuteshu ghosharupena Visheshurneva lakshate 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 Matajis. So word to word meaning, Maya by me, Upabhrimitam established, Bhumna by the unlimited, Brahmana the changeless absolute, Ananta Shaktina, whose potencies have no end. Bhuteshu, within the living beings. Ghosharupena, in the form of subtle sound. The Omkara. Visheshu, in the subtle fibrous covering of a lotus stalk. Urna, one thread. Iva, as lakshate appears. Translation: as the unlimited, unchanging and omnipotent personality of Godhead dwelling within all living beings, I personally establish the Vedic sound vibration in the form of Omkar within all living entities. It is thus perceived subtly, just like a single strand of fiber on a lotus stalk. Purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead personally resides within the heart of every living entity. And from this verse, we can understand that the seed of all Vedic knowledge is also situated within all living beings. In this way, the process of awakening Vedic knowledge and thereby awakening one's eternal relationship with God is natural and necessary for everyone. All perfection is found within the heart of the living beings. As soon as the heart is purified by chanting the holy names of God, that perfection, Krishna consciousness, immediately awakens. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా వయం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురుం శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితాం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ తదారవింద సహగనా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితే నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్రిషే నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామో హరే రామో రాము రామో హరే హరే. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనతారినం. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వుడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది అసెంబ్ల్డ్ వైష్ణవాస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ which can benefit all of us. So this is a beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 21, verse number 37. So here, Krishna is giving this knowledge to Uddhava. He is telling that, I personally established the Vedic sound vibration in the form of Omkara within all living entities. So I just remember one beautiful example, a story of a musk deer. So now, you know, musk is a very valuable, extremely fragrant salve which is found in the navel of a musk deer. A musk deer is generally an inhabitant of the higher Himalayan regions. So then at a certain age, the ravishing odor of musk secretly oozes out of the navel of the musk deer after many, many years. And then when the deer becomes so excited with the attractive odor of musk, so it frisks about, you know, sniffing here and there, you know, in search of the source of this fragrance of musk. Finally, he grows so angry searching for this musk, for this fragrance, the source of this fragrance, and being unable to find the source, it jumps from the high cliffs into the valley and plunges into death. So, very interesting story, but don't you think that the most of the people are acting like this musk deer? So, as they grow, they seek the ever fragrant happiness everywhere outside themselves, unfortunately. So people try to seek happiness in play, in temptations of this world, in human love, and on the slippery path of wealth, and trying to earn a lot of wealth, until finally they jump from the cliff of high expectations onto the rocks of disillusionment. And when we cannot find this happiness which is actually hidden within the heart of every one of us. As Krishna is telling in this verse, he has established the Vedic sound vibration in our heart. And many people, not knowing this fact, they run here and there in search of happiness. A great spiritualist, I will not name his name, he once said, every soul is potentially divine. So what does that mean? This is what this particular verse is explaining. Every living being can awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness which is residing in the heart of every living entity by the process of bhakti yoga. Now in this verse, Krishna is explaining to Uddhav that we can awaken this bhakti. And in Sri Ishopanishad, a beautiful verse, invocation verse, which says, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Evavashishyate. Now in this verse it is nicely explained how Lord Krishna is complete. He does not lack anything. He is the complete whole. And the material world is also complete. It is also Purnam. In what sense? So material world provides all the facilities for the living entity to enjoy, and as well as to get purified and go back to the spiritual world. And it is also explained that the living entity is also complete. And how is that? Now Lord Krishna has arranged for our subsistence. So it is said that even before the child takes birth, his food is ready in the form of mother's milk. Even a day or two before the child actually takes birth, the milk is ready for the child. I mean, there is no dearth of food. But we have made our life so complicated that we are struggling for food also in many places. So, Prabhupada says that there is no concept of simple living and high thinking. And Prabhupada's concept of varnashram is actually based on this principle of simple living and high thinking. So that we can cultivate our Krishna consciousness and then we can go back to the spiritual world, which is the actual purpose of our life. So as mentioned in this verse, now let us try to explore on this meaning of, you know, what Krishna is telling here, that he has established the sound vibration in the hearts of all the living entities. Now let us begin with the story of a conditioned living entity. We have left the spiritual world and came to this world having rejected Krishna. But Krishna has not rejected all of us. He is very compassionate. He knew that we will get frustrated in trying to pursue the happiness of this world. So he has already placed the seed of bhakti in our heart, so that one day we can, you know, try to explore that. So Lord Krishna as Paramatma, he is eagerly waiting for us so that we can turn towards him for his guidance. Actually, he is more attentive to us than we are actually in our chanting. So Krishna is sitting attentively watching us. Kab mere taraf dekhega ye? So that I can guide him. But what is our problem? Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavan chakare nikatastha maya tare jhapatiya dhare. So we are actually in our own world, trying to pursue in our own ways for happiness. So at different stages of life, we get illusioned by different aspects of our life, by different objects, by different circumstances, and so many attachments actually keeps adding in our lives and we become more and more entangled. Bhaktivinod Thakur nicely explains, you know, this journey of a conditioned living entity who doesn't take to Krishna consciousness, what happens to him in a beautiful bhajan. Bhuliya tumhare samsare asiya Pijenana vidha bhyata Tumhare charane asiya chayami Boli bo dukher katha. So this katha is actually of every living entity, a conditioned living entity. So what of these different stages? He says, forgetting you, O my Lord, I came to this world. and now I'm experiencing unlimited sorrows, one after the other. And Prabhupada says the only problem in this world is forgetfulness of Krishna, lack of Krishna consciousness. And then he further goes on, he says, initially bound in unbearable confines of our mother's womb, one time Krishna revealed to us when we were in the womb of the mother. And we also prayed to Krishna, my dear Lord, please take me out of this condition from the womb of the mother. I promise that I will worship you. And we made that promise and then we took birth. So many times we also pray to Krishna. Many devotees, they come to Krishna consciousness and we are not so sincere and serious. And then we pray to Krishna, please Krishna, please get me rid of this problem. Then I will become serious. I will become sincere. Bas ye problem mera dur kar do, main phir acche se karunga bhakti. And we become engaged in so many different things. Like I remembered one example, one time, one person went to the shore of the sea and he was wearing his towel and he was walking in front of the shore and one person was watching him. So he got little interested, curiosity. He asked him, my dear sir, I saw that you are ready to take bath in the sea, but you have been walking here and there for last 1 hour. What is the reason? Then this person says, actually I wanted to take bath, but the waves are so high, you know. I'm just waiting for the time when the waves will subside, when they go away, so that I can take bath. So is it going to happen? The waves will keep coming. It will never end. So similarly, we also pray to Krishna, we postpone our surrender actually. Abhi nahi, kal surrender karunga. Kal nahi, parsum karunga. It keeps on going. So that is our problem. And the living entity get more and more entangled in network of illusions. Now it is even more in the current context with the advent of social media. It is like a network of illusions to the power of infinity. I mean, it is unlimited. We are getting more and more entangled in network of illusions. And then the little child, he grows. And fondled in the lap of relatives, he forgets to worship you. So many times for a devotee, while he is practicing Krishna consciousness, he receives a lot of appreciation from devotees. And many times we mistake that, you know, I am doing nice in bhakti and that's why, you know, people are actually glorifying me. And we get carried away by this illusion, even a devotee. So this is an illusion for a devotee also. Thinking that, you know, someone's glorification as our one's advancement in Krishna consciousness. And then the child spends his time in play and in studies. So we also many times we get attracted by the superficial aspects of bhakti and not focusing on the essence of the bhakti. Like mechanical bhakti we see. And as I said, the so-called success that we receive in Krishna consciousness, we get carried away, thinking it to be the synonymous to advancement of our bhakti. And the child, he goes to school, college, gets education, and then he travels distant places to earn money and then to maintain his family life. And then old age and death approaches. He does not wait for anyone. Everyone has to face this problem of old age and death. And then the living entity laments, oh my Lord, I failed to worship you. And he keeps lamenting. It's very important that we should be careful of this particular aspect. Sometimes the devotee also, he laments. You know, after many years, then he thinks back his own life. You know, I wasted my life in unnecessary gossip, you know, unnecessary things of this world. Then he laments saying that I could have practiced Krishna consciousness nicely. I wasted my time. I could have utilized my time properly. And this will be the most unfortunate situation for a devotee, lamenting later on. instead of being careful at the current moment. So this story is of the most of the people which Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is explaining in this particular bhajan. But Maya is very powerful, equally powerful to Krishna, like Krishna. She traps us, giving false hopes of enjoyment, and living entity thinks that, you know, maybe I will get enjoyment by doing this. If not this, maybe by doing that. He does not give up, you know, the hope of getting success in this life, the hope of getting happiness in this material world. One small story. So generally, a person in this world, he works hard the 5 days in a week, and at the weekend he desires to have some enjoyment. So basically he wants to have some good food in the restaurants, to go to a movie and have some entertainment and fun. So one time, one such person, he wanted to have some dinner in some restaurant. So he walks on, he goes to a restaurant, and on the gate of this restaurant, a huge person is standing welcoming this person. "Oh, please come. You are welcome to this restaurant." And the person enters the restaurant happily. And to his amazement, what he sees, he doesn't see anyone eating there. He sees two more doors inside. On one of the door it was written AC. On another door it was written non-AC. So he thinks, today it's very hot outside, maybe I will have a good time, I will enter the AC room. So he enters the AC room. And to his surprise, he again sees two more doors. On one door it was written vegetarian, another door it was written non-vegetarian. So he was a non-vegetarian person, so he thought, let me have more fun, more, you know, I will get more happiness if I eat non-vegetarian. So he enters the non-vegetarian door. And to his surprise, he again sees two more doors. This is too much. What kind of restaurant is this? Not allowing me to eat anything here. So what was written on these two doors? On one of the door it was written, on cash payment. Another door it was written, on credit. You can pay later on. So he was totally excited. Wow, never saw such an restaurant. So he enters the door on which on credit was written. So he enters that door. And to his amazement and surprise, what happens? He sees himself out of the restaurant. The point is, pukat mein kuch nahi milta yahan pe. You have to pay the price. So this is the trick of the Maya also. It gives us false hopes of enjoyment, one after the other. And the living entity gets carried away by the dangling carrot, going after it. Shayad yahan pe milega, wahan pe milega. So this is the story of many of us. Even the devotees who are trying to practice Krishna consciousness, you know, they want to climb the ladder of success in a very superficial way. I want to become this, this and this after some days, after some years, forgetting the essence of the devotional service. So now we'll come to the next stage of what is being explained in this particular verse. So the seed of bhakti is already placed by Krishna in our hearts. Now let us try how we can unfold, we can fructify this particular seed in our hearts. So we see that the first living entity, when Lord Brahma appeared in this world, he was also bewildered, not knowing what to do. Since he was the only person in the universe, so he did not have any support, any association of anyone. So he was wondering what to do. And then came the sound, tapa, tapa, tapa. So then he understood. So this is the instruction by the Lord. So for Lord Brahma, Krishna is the spiritual master, because there was no other personality in the universe. So then absorption in the divine sound vibration will actually give us perfection in life. And then he performs tapasya for many, many years. And finally he gets self-realization. So we see that here Lord Krishna was the direct guru for Lord Brahma. But in our case, it is not possible. We have to take some kind of support. Like Srila Prabhupada's famous example, a child, he has the inbuilt ability to walk. So what the child has to do? He has to take the help of his parents to walk, or he may have to take the help of that, you know, three-legged, that kind of, you know, that, kya bolte usko? Jisse wo use karke chalta hai na? He practices how to walk. And then by his own endeavor and practice, he can gradually start walking. Similarly, when we show some kind of inclination towards Krishna, when we show some interest in Krishna, when we turn ourselves towards Krishna, then Krishna is very happy actually. Then he sends some devotee in our life. It is said that by the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru, and by the mercy of Guru, one again gets back Krishna. So, when Krishna sends some devotee in our life, I remember one beautiful example of one of the devotees. This devotee is from African country. So he was searching for God. He had many questions in life, and he was not getting answers to his question. So every day in the night before going to sleep, he used to pray intensely. Oh my Lord, I don't know who you are, but kindly guide me. I have so many burning questions in my heart. Please answer my questions. Please help me. So every day like this he was praying to Krishna. But he was not knowing who God is, but he was praying to that unknown God. And then after 1 year, by his sincere prayers, he came across some devotees. And then his devotional life began. So this is how, you know, Krishna reciprocates. He is eagerly waiting for us when this conditioned soul will turn towards me. So, and then Nectar of Devotion beautifully explains about all the different stages a person goes through, you know, while cultivating his Krishna consciousness. Like initially it is the Shraddha, Adau Shraddha, the initial faith. So how does a living entity get Shraddha in his heart to worship Krishna? Again, it is explained that it is by the mercy of a devotee. When devotees go out to preach Krishna consciousness, then they actually create Sukriti in the hearts of living entities. And when the people appreciate, oh, they are doing such nice job, they are distributing Bhagavad Gita's, and when they appreciate unknowingly, they are creating their Sukriti, and their devotional life begins. And gradually when they come into the association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha, and then they actually begin the process of devotional service, Bhajana Kriya. Then gradually he goes through the 9 stages of devotional service. So now the stage of, while he is performing Bhajan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also explains, the process of chanting of Hare Krishna is the process by which we can cleanse the heart, and he recommends this process. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. Now the initially Krishna gives us a sample of taste for chanting of the holy names, and people get excited. They become so enthusiastic in the beginning of their Krishna conscious days. They become so happy, I am getting something wonderful in life. But that is the trick of Krishna again. He gives a sample, and later on we have to prove. We have to actually pay the price of sincerity and seriousness. Now, this 4th stage of devotional service is very tough, very difficult for a living entity, Anartha Nivritti stage. And it is explained that it is the longest stage. And people think, kabhi khatam ho gaya. When will I get taste in bhakti? When will I get taste in Krishna consciousness? Taste in chanting of the holy names. But Nectar of Instruction clearly explains what is our disease. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Shitapta Vidya Pittopatapta Rasanasyana Rochikanu. We don't have any taste. Kintu, but Adarat Anudinam Khalusaiva Jushtha Swadvi Kramad Bhavati Tadgadamula Hantri. So this is one of the very favorite verses of mine. Very beautiful verse which actually explains how we can fructify that seed which was established by Krishna in our hearts. It's a beautiful verse. So it is explained that we are all diseased, in a diseased condition. And what is the cause of this disease? Ignorance is the cause of this disease. Ignorance of not knowing who we are, who Krishna is, and what is our relationship with Krishna. So now we'll try to discuss on this particular verse, which actually helps in our Krishna consciousness. So what are the different things that is mentioned in this verse is, we have to chant the names of Krishna with adar, adarat. So what does this adar means? Carefully, attentively, and without offenses. So that is a very tall order for all of us, but that is what is required. So without careful, attentively chanting, without offending any devotees, we cannot actually advance in our Krishna consciousness. So adarat is very important in this verse. And it is also mentioned anudinam, every day, consistently. Now one may not say that, you know, I am feeling sick, so I will take all the medicines together, everything together, because I want to get rid of this sickness today itself. Will it work? No, we have to take every day the medicine. Then it will work. So consistency is very important. Like the next stage after anartha nivritti is nishtha. So nishtha is what? Unceasing bhakti. Without stopping, without getting unconditional bhakti. Continuously performing, whether we are having any problem, whether we are having no problem, whether success, failure, whatever the condition may be, we have to consistently go on practicing our Krishna consciousness. Anudinam. And then comes the kramad, gradually. Gradually what will happen? We will get taste. So then again, NOI was utsaha nishchayat dhairyat. So Krishna consciousness, when we start Krishna consciousness, it is not that just in one day or 2 days we are going to become successful. Prabhupada also says that if you intensely practice bhakti, then you will gradually progress. Now these two are like opposites. Intensely practicing bhakti and gradually progressing. So what to speak of many of us who are not practicing intensely, so there is no gradually also. There is no movement also. It is very scary sometimes. So this stage of anartha nivritti is very difficult for a conditioned soul. Very difficult to actually go through it. One beautiful example of this, when Putana came to kill Krishna, and the Krishna then, you know, she came in a disguise of a gopi of Vrindavan, and he started feeding Krishna. So Krishna drank her milk and he started drinking her very life air also. So when Krishna was sucking out all the life air of Putana, she was crying out loudly, "Leave me, leave me." So Krishna decided, "You have come here to become my mother, to feed me milk. So I will make you my mother. I will not leave you." So that was the process of anartha nivritti for Putana. Such a difficult phase for us. She wanted to get rid of Krishna. "Leave me, leave me." But Krishna ek bar pakad lete hai to chhodte nahi hai. That is our good fortune. Krishna's compassion towards us. So she started crying, "Leave me." But Krishna never left her. So it's very painful, the process of anartha nivritti. Similarly, we also see the example of Kaliya. He also went through the process of anartha nivritti. When Krishna was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, what happened? It was so painful for him. Initially, all the poison started coming out, and then gradually blood also started coming out. And we can see how he gets purified by the dance of Krishna. So similarly, I remember one example of the father of our Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Rishikesh Mafatlal, Arvind Mafatlal's story. So Arvind Mafatlal, he had a guru. So they were following the sampradaya where they used to worship Lord Ramchandra. So one time, while his business was very flourishing, he approached his guru and he told him, "My dear guru, I had enough in this life, good success. Now I want to seriously perform my bhakti." So then he said, "Are you sure about this?" He said, "Yes, I am sure." "Then are you ready for the purification?" He said, "I am ready." So it takes a lot of guts and courage to actually go through the process of purification. So when he said, I am ready for that, and we see after some period of time, he actually, he was contracted with cancer, and then he went through a lot of that phase of difficulty, but he decided that I will go through this process. And then we can see how Krishna reciprocated with him. Every day there used to be kirtan in his house. Some of the brahmacharis used to go from here. So we should also pray to Krishna that, you know, based on our capacity, we cannot, immaturely pray to Krishna that give me problems. Some devotees also pray like this, they'll end up in problems. But there is no problem. There is no worry. Krishna is also very intelligent. He knows how much to give to us. He will only give only that much which we can actually handle. But we have to go through this difficult phase of anartha nivritti. Only then Krishna, when we get purified, we can get taste in the chanting of the holy names. So now, we'll try to discuss little more about this chanting, although I'm not an expert on this, not qualified. But it is said that when we discuss about this process of chanting, we can gradually develop some interest, some inclination in sincerely chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So recently I was taking a class in Nair Medical College for the medical students. So one of the person, new boy, he asked me a question. So actually, how we should learn to deal the people of this world, how to deal nicely with people. So then there can be many answers to this question. The superficial solutions like, we should be nice, do good to others, be good to others. But eventually that is not going to work, because there is no foundation actually. Unless we have the spiritual foundation, it is not going to last long. So then I told him, so people speak about this universal brotherhood. Tam sab bhai bhai hai. Sab milke, sabko milkar rehna chahiye. So this universal brotherhood is possible only when every one of us accept a universal father. One single universal father. So why there are so many fights? Because everyone is thinking, my father is the only father and he is the God. Aur baki nahi hai. So that is the problem. When we don't accept one universal father, there cannot be universal brotherhood. It's not possible. It's not going to work. So I told him, when we accept this thing, then we can be nice with each other. For example, father is there and two sons are there and they are fighting with each other. Will the father becomes happy when the two of his children are fighting? It's not possible. So the elder son understands, the father is not happy, he is displeased with our fighting. So then he doesn't fight with his brother, he tries to be nice with him. Because that is what pleases the father. Similarly, when we know what pleases Krishna, what pleases God, then automatically we will be nice with each other. We will be constantly thinking about, we will become conscious of this fact that, if I behave like this, then Krishna will not be happy. He will not be pleased with us. So let me be proper with everyone. So as Gaurang Prabhu many times says, like this is a beautiful sutra for all of us, attentive dealings leads to attentive chanting and vice versa. Attentive chanting will also lead to attentive dealing. So this is like a sutra actually, this is like a mantra which we should wear around our neck. And as His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj also many times says, and also one example of Srila Prabhupada, one time one person approached the medical hall which Prabhupada was running. So he came to Prabhupada and said, you are so happy, can you give me one drink by which I can become happy? So he went to that Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, I don't have any drink, but I have a formula. So he said, the only formula is for becoming happiness is Trinadapi Shunichena Taroriva Sahishuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So often told by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in his classes. So we may try to practice Krishna consciousness in whatever way we are trying to. But unless we try to imbibe, try to actually attempt to practice this particular verse in our life, it's very difficult to get taste in Krishna consciousness. And also to perform consistent bhakti in our lives. So it's not easy. It is a tall order for all of us, but we have to make an attempt. As I mentioned, if we want to get some taste, which is as mentioned in this particular verse of Nectar of Instruction, so we'll get taste only when we chant attentively and offenselessly, without committing any offenses. Adharat, anudinam, every day, consistently, and then kramat, gradually we will develop some taste in Krishna consciousness. So, this is about the verse. To briefly summarize what has been mentioned in this verse. So Krishna says to Uddhava that I have placed the seed of the Vedic sound vibration in the heart of all the living entities. So this is the compassion of Krishna. He has given us, already the process is inside. We have to reawaken that by the process of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then next we also saw the journey of a conditioned living entity, as mentioned by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his bhajan, Bhuliya Tumare, how he goes through the different stages of illusionment throughout his life. And then we saw how one day when the living entity decides to turn towards Krishna, and that is also possible only when he gets that Sukriti by the mercy of the devotees of Krishna, then his devotional life actually begins. Then that is the process by which he can actually unfold that seed which has been placed in our hearts by the process of devotional service. Like that seed is in the form of, like in computers it is said, zip file or a tar file we say. So it is a closed format. Now we have to open it, unfold that. Then that is possible by the mercy of Guru and devotees and by constantly practicing the process of devotional service. Hare Krishna. So I will, before ending, just two thoughts about Lord Ganesh. Yesterday was the Ganesh Chaturthi. So we also have Lord Ganesh at the entrance of our temple hall. So Lord Ganesh is known, he is a devotee of Lord Krishna. So how do we say that? Because Lord Ganesh became the stenographer of Srila Vyasadeva. So when Vyasadeva was dictating all the compilations of Vedic literature, Lord Ganesh was actually writing it with his tusk. So Lord Ganesh is also called as Ekadanta. He's called as Ekadanta. So why he became Ekadanta? Because he used that other danta to write the Vedic scriptures. And then he wrote Bhagavad Gita, he wrote Mahabharata, he wrote all the four Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas. And then while he was writing, there was a condition that was put by Ganesh to Vyasadeva. He said, on one condition I will do this job, do this seva. What is that condition? I will not stop writing. If you stop dictating, I will go away. So then Vyasadeva was equally intelligent. He said, no problem. I also have one condition. So when I say something, you should first understand, assimilate that and write it. So that was the condition of Vyasadeva also. So then Vyasadeva, in between, he used to give some difficult verses, which kept Ganesh to think for a longer time. Kya ho sakta hai? So but eventually he understood all the purports, all the Vedic literature. And then we can understand that he accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is the devotee of Krishna. So other aspect of Lord Ganesh is that he carries the sandals of Lord Narasimha Dev on his head. Yat pada pallavam vinidhaya kumbha dvande prama pranama samaye sa ganadi raja. What is that third line? Vijnan vihantum alamasya jagatrayasya govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So he is also serving Lord Narasimha Dev by removing the obstacles of his devotees. But actually, so we can also pray to Ganesh ji to remove the obstacles that are coming on the path of our devotional service. So he is doing the service of Lord Narasimha Dev, and he also served Srila Vyasadeva in writing all the compilations of Vedic literature. So we can also pray to Lord Ganesh to remove all our obstacles. So I'll end here. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any comments, any additions to what I have said? Or any one question if someone has? Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. Srimad Grantra, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
एक ही स्टैंजा गाने वाला